Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
With our theme for the year, Crisis Proof, Biblical Certainties for an Uncertain World. And I want to look at today the certainty of the God of the breakthrough. God of the breakthrough. And I love that word, breakthrough. I love it. And the dictionary defines breakthrough as an important discovery or event that helps to improve a situation or provide an answer to a problem. Let me ask you this morning, if you're in this room or you are watching online, are you seeking a breakthrough in some area of your life today? It might be financial, it might be health-wise, it might be relationships, it might be anxiety like we heard earlier today. If that is you today, I want to tell you, I've got some good news for you today. See, the closer you get to God, the closer you'll be to your breakthrough. The closer you'll be to your breakthrough. How do I know this? Because the Bible describes him as the Lord of the breakthrough, or the Lord who bursts through. And the first passage I want to look at this morning, that will be on your screen also, but if you have a Bible, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 14. I'm going to read verses 10 to 11. It says, so David asked God, should I go out and fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? The Lord replied, yes, go ahead. I will hand them over to you. So David and his troops went up to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. God did it, David exclaimed. He used me to burst through my enemies like a raging flood. So they named that place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord who bursts through. And I want to tell you this morning, never ever forget this really important truth. This truth that I want to share with you this morning is that breakthroughs seldom come without a battle. Breakthroughs seldom come without a battle. In fact, that word breakthrough, it was first used as a military term to signify an offensive thrust past defensive forces. The word entered the realm of common speech like we would use today during the technological age, and it often was used to describe a sudden discovery or invention. And let me give you one verse that I want to focus in on this morning, a verse that I don't want you to forget as you leave this place today. And that verse is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And it says there, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And there was once a great military general who was asked to reveal the three greatest things he'd learned throughout his military career. And he became silent, and he looked up at the men in the room, and he replied, never quit, never ever give up. He paused, and then he repeated, never quit, never ever give up. He waited for a moment, and he stated for a third and final time, never quit, never ever give up. Do you know, I love the fact that this morning and the last few weeks we've been able to bring the seats closer together as the social distancing has reduced. And I'm looking forward to next week when there'll be no social distancing here in church. I'm excited for that. But do you know, this morning, we can't quite turn around and give your neighbour a high five, but I want you to turn around to your neighbour and say to them, don't give up. Don't give up. If you're watching online, I want you to put in that chat this morning, I am not giving up. Get in that chat box and say, I am not giving up. Some of us here are believing God for our breakthrough in our family and in our loved ones. And I just want to encourage someone with this message this morning that the breakthrough you have been believing God for in your family is coming. Amen. It's coming. The Bible tells you and I, do not get weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap, yes, if we do not give up. Yes. The challenge for you and I, though, is to weather the storm before the breakthrough comes. The challenge for you and I is to know that every mountaintop of victory will also have a valley. The challenge for you and I is to know that in between the victories, there will be struggles. But the challenge for you and I is to know that in between breakthroughs are battles, and therefore every single new breakthrough, there is a harder battle than we've ever fought before. Why? Because there's usually a battle before a blessing. There is usually a battle before a blessing. And I once heard someone say, I am not broken, as we say in Scotland, I'm not skint. I'm just in between a blessing. I'm not skint, I'm just in between a blessing. See, Moses was used to deliver the people of Israel, but he faced and battled Pharaoh. David was used as a king, but he battled Goliath. Nehemiah was used to rebuild the walls, but he had to battle against opposition. Joseph was used mightily of God, but he battled the haters in his life. So if you're in a battle right now, I want to tell you, it might not seem like it, but that is a good sign. It just means that your breakthrough is right around the corner. Let me tell you today that there's no triumph without being tried. There is no testimony without being tested. And there is no message without a mess. And there could be never no resurrection without a crucifixion. I'm telling you, our greatest battles come right before our greatest breakthroughs. Our greatest battles come right before our greatest breakthroughs. And just like in the natural world, so it is in the spiritual realm, the darkest time is right before the dawn. The battle usually rages at its highest right before the victory is obtained. So if you're in a battle this morning, if you're fighting and you're believing for your family, well, I really believe God placed this in my heart. 3 weeks ago when I started preparing this message, and I know it's not the first of the month, I know it's not the last Wednesday of the month, it's not the 28th of the month, any of that stuff. But I want to tell you this morning, you're about to get paid. You're about to get paid. Tell your neighbour it's payday today. It's payday. If you're watching online, get in that chat and put in that chat, payday is coming. Payday is coming. Do you know, I love to see miracles happening. But I think it's important for you and I to remember that our strength doesn't come from seeing the miracles happening before our eyes. Instead, we get our strength by going through the struggles in life, by facing the challenges in life. Think about it. If you're a weightlifter, you don't get stronger by watching others work out. You have to lift the weights yourself to get stronger. And the only way we get stronger in our struggle, the only way we can get stronger is in our struggle. We need to fight the resistance and push the weights ourselves. See, in the workout world, we call that resistance training. Sometimes you and I may find ourselves in a situation and we have been praying for God to change it. Now, what do we do when we have prayed about it and the situation stays exactly the same? Well, I've noticed that whenever someone is at the gym and working out, let me tell you, the weights that they're lifting don't change. 20 kilos is still 20 kilos. The treadmill they're running on doesn't change. It's still a treadmill. What is changing, though, is the person lifting those weights or the person running on that treadmill. That is what's changing. And that's how it often is in the spiritual realm also. If we have been praying to God to change a situation or change someone and they're not changing, well, maybe God wants to change us. Maybe God wants to change us. Maybe we've been praying for a financial breakthrough and it doesn't seem like the finances are coming. Maybe God is trying to build our faith. Maybe we've been praying for someone to change because we don't like their attitude and nothing is happening. Well, let me tell you, maybe God is building your patience rather than changing the person. If a situation doesn't change, maybe God is wanting to change us. The weights in the gym don't change and the treadmill doesn't change, but what changes is you and I. And if we are honest, I think we could all admit that we have all grown the most when things have been the most uncomfortable. So let me say it again, and I think it's important for you and I to know that strength is not born by seeing miracles. We get our strength by going through the struggles. We get our strength by going through the struggles. And I read recently that the initial struggle that a baby bird meets to emerge from its egg is necessary for its survival. The muscles that the chick develop in the struggle to get out of that egg, that's what helps them to be strong enough to sustain life outside of the egg. And let me tell you, it's the same with us. The strength that you and I need in order to get into our promise is in the struggle. That's where we find the strength. But the challenge, though, is for us, for you and I, not to give up in the middle of our struggle. Maybe you're believing for a family member or a friend to get saved. I want to tell you this morning, keep believing, keep trusting, keep praying. Maybe you're believing for that son or daughter that's to be born and has not came yet. Well, I want to tell you this morning, keep believing, keep trusting, keep praying. Excuse me, maybe you're believing God for that financial breakthrough. I want to tell you, keep believing, keep trusting, keep praying. Maybe you're believing God for a healing in you or someone that you know. Maybe you're believing for that healing and it's not came yet. I want to tell you, keep believing, keep trusting, keep praying. Keep believing that you are getting stronger in the struggle. Let me say it again. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. You will receive what he has promised. And I once heard someone put it like this, and they said, get happy when you see spiritual contention in your life. Why? Because it means that you're on the verge of a breakthrough and promotion in your life. The challenge, though, is to remember that there is usually the battle that comes before the breakthrough. God wants to take us, all of us, from strength to strength, from victory to victory, from glory to glory. God wants to do that in your life. He wants to do that in my life. But it's all about what we do in that too that gives us the outcome to the next level. It's about what we do in the two, between the glory to glory. That determines where we go. That too is where the battle takes place. It's the job of the enemy, let me tell you, to discourage you and I in the in-between, the glory to glory. He wants to discourage us. But if we can get through that too, then I'll tell you, we will be all right. We will be all right. And let me tell you this morning, maybe you feel like things are breaking up, but I'm here to tell you that things are breaking through. Things are breaking through. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favour lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Rejoicing comes in the morning. See, it's the enemy's job to get us to surrender during the weeping of the night so that we will never ever experience that joy of the morning. And let me be clear, morning is not necessarily a time of day, but it is a time when you and I wake up. And I want to tell you this morning, today, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Is anybody awake out there? It's time to wake up. Tell your neighbour it's time to wake up. If you're watching online and getting that chat, I'm awake and I'm ready. I don't care. I've been to Rock Nations and I got home to my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm awake. I'm ready. I'm ready for what God wants to do in this place. It's time to wake up. See, sometimes it's hard for us to fight for a breakthrough because we're so used to getting things right away. Today's culture is all about fast food, instant messages, quick fix. It's really a quick fix type of culture that leads us to being impatient individuals. And sometimes we might even have that attitude that says, if we have to battle for it or we have to wait for it, then I don't believe that is from God. I tell you, that attitude is wrong. That attitude is wrong. What we need is a generation that is willing to fight for their breakthroughs like Jacob did. See, Jacob, he wrestled for his breakthrough. Let me ask you, is there any wrestlers in Found Church this morning? I hope none of you are on my side and in a fight. Tell you, is there any wrestlers in Found Church this morning? Joan, I want Joan on my team. Come on, Joan. We need to wrestle for our breakthrough like Jacob had to wrestle for his breakthrough. Are you wrestling online in your house this morning? Are you ready to fight for your breakthrough? Is there anybody that's willing to put in some work for that breakthrough in your family? Is there anybody here that is willing to wrestle for that breakthrough in your loved one's life? Is there anybody here or watching online that is willing to press on and go to that next level in their walk with God? I want to wrestle for that. I want to go into my next level with God. I want to fight. I want to. Come on. See, the giant, he tried to discourage David with his words. But before David was able to go to that next level, he had to defeat the giant at the next level, the giant that was waiting for him at that next level. He had to defeat him before he got there. See, David's next level didn't come without a battle. David's next level didn't come without a battle. He was ready to wrestle. I'm ready to wrestle. 1 Samuel 17, verse 39 said, David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them, so he took them off. See, God used what was tested in David's life to defeat the giant. It was David's slingshot, not Saul's armor, that defeated the giant. And this morning, I think there's something that needs to know, that God wants to anoint what has been tested in your life. And what do I mean by that? Well, David didn't win the battle using Saul's armor. David won the battle using a slingshot. See, Saul's armor had not been used or tested before in David's life. But what was tested was David's slingshot. He was used to it, and he had been tested. And he got used to using a sling and a stone when he was in the wilderness, taking care of his sheep. And if we are looking for a breakthrough in our life, the lesson we can learn from David is this. When we use what we have to win victory over the smaller battles, then it will make us stronger and more skillful to use the same thing to see victory in the larger battles. In the larger battles. Joan's excited by that. I'm glad Joan is. I'm excited. See, God used the area that he'd been tested and tried in David's life to defeat the giant in the next level. And God is about to use the same area where you have had your biggest battles and biggest testings to bring about one of your biggest breakthroughs. To bring about one of your biggest breakthroughs. See, that area that you've been tested in right now is about to become your greatest area of anointing. Yeah. I believe it. I'm believing it this morning. You might be in a struggle like the little chick in the egg or like the butterfly in the cocoon, but you are about to break out in a whole other way. You are about to break out. You need to go through this struggle because only the struggle has given you the muscles that you need so that you can survive at the next level. If you don't go through the challenges and the battles, how are you ever going to survive at that next level?
Yes.
The battle that you've been facing was just a setup for your breakthrough. It's a setup for your breakthrough today. And let's have a look at one of my favourite characters in the Old Testament. Let's have a look at Isaac. And if you've got your Bible, turn with me to Genesis chapter 26. It'll be on the screen as well. Starting at verse 1. It says, "Now there was a famine in the land, besides the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, 'Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give them all these lands, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions.' So Isaac stayed in Gerar." See, that the land that Isaac had received as an inheritance was a barren land, and he entered into that land that was promised to him, and he arrived, and it was barren. And to top it all off, God told him to stay right there. Why? Because I want to bless you here in this place, in the barren place. I want to bless you there. So what happened is God told Isaac, "Don't go anywhere. I want you to stay right here because I'm going to bless you in the land." And God wanted to build him more than simply giving him the blessings. So we see that Isaac stayed in that land called Gerar. And Isaac began to plant and sow. And as he planted and sowed, he became very prosperous and fruitful as he did that. And as Isaac began to plant and be fruitful, the Philistines, they did not like it one bit. And so they began to come against him. The Philistines, they didn't like Isaac, so they began to plug up the wells that were dug by Isaac's father, Abraham. So in order for Isaac to break through to that next level of fruitfulness and blessing, he had to contend with the Philistines. He had to fight with the Philistines. He had to fight that battle. But what are you doing that battle? He didn't quit. He didn't turn around and say, "I'm not staying here. This is no good." What did he do? He just kept on digging wells. He just kept on digging wells. The first one that he dug was called Esek, which means contention. The second one he dug was called Sitna, which means opposition or hostility. And the third well he dug was named Rehoboth, meaning room. And Isaac continued to dig in spite of the contention and the opposition. And God eventually blessed him with some room to be fruitful in the land. The key for Isaac's breakthrough was perseverance through the opposition, perseverance through the contention. And as Isaac persevered through the opposition and the struggles of the Philistines, God eventually gave him room to be blessed. I want to tell you this morning, just keep on digging. Keep on digging in your life. Tell your neighbour, keep on digging. Keep on digging. If you're watching online, get on that chat and type in that chat, I'm going to keep on digging. I'm going to keep on digging. I'm going to keep on digging until God blesses me in my life. I want to encourage you this morning, keep on praying for your family. Keep on praying for your loved ones to get saved. Keep on believing for that healing. Keep on believing for that breakthrough in your family. See, we serve a God who answers prayer, and He is a miracle working God. He is a miracle working God. Do you believe that this morning, Found Church? I believe that this morning. As the band comes, I want to tell you a story that I love. A story of a guy called Chuck Yeager. And he was an aircraft pilot who was the first man ever to break the sound barrier. And pilots before him had often approached the speed of sound, but severe shaking off the controls caused them to turn back. One pilot pushed a small plane speed to 800, 850, and then to 900, but he turned back when the plane began to shake uncontrollably. And then on the 14th of October, 1947, Chuck Yeager set out to do what had never been done. As he pushed his plane towards the barrier, it began to shake from side to side, to the point that it appeared it may even explode. But this day would be different. He refused to turn back. He didn't quit. He didn't give up in the struggle. He kept on digging. He said, if I die, I die trying. I die trying. I'm not turning back. No matter what, I'm going to go for it today. The Bell X-1 aircraft he was flying went through the barrier surprisingly smooth. It was a sensation of shooting straight through the top of the sky. All at once, the stars on the moon came out and the sun was shining at the same time. For a brief moment, he was the master of the sky. He went beyond the boundary of understanding and exceeding the limitations of his mind. He had reached a place where victory can be realized. It was for one reason and one reason only. Why? Because he refused to turn back. He refused to turn back. I want to encourage you this morning. There's people here who are on the verge of your breakthrough, and you're ready to quit. You're ready to stop digging. You're ready to turn back. You're ready to give up. I want to tell you this morning, don't give up. Amen. Keep pressing through. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep praying. Don't turn back. Even if it seems like you've been shaken up and rattled, and you may feel like you've been tossed all over the place, but let me tell you this morning, don't ever give up. Don't give up. You're on the verge of a new experience that will bring you to an even higher place. Let me tell you, I'm prophesying this over you this morning, Family Church, that you will be somewhere you've never ever been before. Regardless if you're in this room or watching online, you will be somewhere you've never ever been before. And I just want everybody to stand in this moment. If you're watching online, you can stand or you can sit or you can do it. But in this room, I want you to, if you're able, I want you to stand. Because I'm believing that we're going to see some breakthroughs in this place this morning. I'm believing. I'm trusting. Because we serve the God of the breakthrough. The God who bursts through into situations. I tell you, if you're here this morning and you need a breakthrough in your life, doesn't matter what area, it might be anxiety like Michael mentioned earlier, it could be a health reason, it could be financial, it could be relationship, it could be job, career, it does not matter. I'm believing that God's going to give you a breakthrough today in that situation. If you're in the band this morning, I believe the same for you. Even at the back, working through in that room, forget the buttons, focus in on Jesus. Focus in on Jesus. And with every head bowed and every eye closed, let me ask you this morning, do you need a breakthrough in your life? If you need a breakthrough in your life, I just wanted to acknowledge it before God by raising your hand. Raise your hands up. God can see it. It doesn't matter if I can see it. God will give you the breakthrough today. I want to tell you this morning, if you're believing for that breakthrough in your life, if you're believing, I want to tell you, don't turn back. Don't faint. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't retreat. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Don't even make a U-turn. Just go straight to God. Go straight to God this morning. I believe that He is going to give breakthroughs in this place. Regardless if you're watching online or you're in this room, I believe that God can break through into your situation right now. He's going to do great things. But I just want to encourage you not to despair if your victory doesn't come right away. Don't be discouraged if you encounter a difficult battle when you walk out of this room, because I believe your breakthrough is coming. And if you're struggling to shake off the memories of the past failures, I just want to remind you what God's word says about the past failures. It says in Proverbs 24, verse 16, though the righteous fall 7 times, they will rise again. So if you've fallen, I want to encourage you that you will rise again. You will rise again. No matter how far or how often you've fallen, the Lord of the breakthroughs will lift you up. And I believe you're going to see some victory in this place this morning. In this room, online, at home, I'm believing. I'm ready to wrestle for your breakthrough on your behalf. Are you ready to wrestle in your life? Are you ready to believe God for the breakthrough? Father, I thank you this morning for every single person who's acknowledging before you this morning that they need a breakthrough in their life. Father, I'm praying this morning that we can encourage them not to turn back, to not faint, to not give up. Don't give in. They'll not retreat. They'll not turn to the right or the left. They'll not even make a U-turn, but they'll just come straight to you this morning. And you'll meet them wherever they are. In this room, watching online at home, in their car, on the train, wherever they are, listening to this message, you will come in and meet them there, and you will work in their situations. Father, you are the God of the impossible. And I'm believing today that there's going to be breakthrough in people's lives as they submit their struggles to you, as they submit the challenges to you today. Father, I'm believing that through the great battles that they face in life, there will come their biggest breakthroughs. And so, Father, I'm declaring breakthrough over people's lives this morning in this place. Father, I'm declaring victory over people's lives in this place and at home this morning. Father, I'm believing and trusting that you want to do abundantly, exceedingly above all that we can ever ask, seek, or imagine. And so, Father, I thank you today for the breakthroughs that you are bringing into people's lives right now. I'm praying and declaring breakthrough. Breakthrough. Breakthrough over that health issue. Breakthrough over that financial issue. Father, I'm declaring breakthrough in that addiction. Father, I'm declaring breakthrough over that relationship breakup. Father, I'm declaring breakthrough in that job situation. Breakthrough. Breakthrough in people's lives today. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Minister to your people, we pray. Thank you that you want to get involved in people's lives and you want to work and move in people's lives today. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're here and you're moving and you're working. We sang earlier, even when we can't see it, you are still working. So, Father, I believe that you are working in people's lives this morning. Father, I believe that you are working in people's lives who are watching online. Holy Spirit, come and minister to your people. We're declaring breakthroughs. Breakthroughs in every situation. Breakthroughs in everybody's life today who needs that breakthrough, who needs that touch from you, who needs that door to open, who needs that good report from a doctor. Breakthrough. I'm believing. I'm trusting. Breakthrough's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.